Okay, it's recording now.
Achim Yekorim, dear brothers and sisters and dear friends and Talmidim, I just want to share a few very, very brief comments about this unbearable situation we're all in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take this all away, keheref ayin. So, many people will be davening b'yechidus this Shabbos, and that's the way it's got to be. And most of the Jewish world shuls are shut down altogether. In Borough Park, in Lakewood, in Montreal, in Toronto, in South Africa, everywhere shuls are closing down. So I myself, as long as Mislad Abriyu doesn't demand it, I think we need Tefillah B'Tzivah. It's one of the most potent tools in our toolbox to be Mo'ir Rachami Shemayim. However, we can't afford people mingling together. That's the biggest danger. And the only way to stop this mageifa is by social distancing, keeping a distance. So I think it's a terrible mistake trying to organize little minyanim in your salon, in your living room. That's far more dangerous than going to shul. So in some places they took over schools, and in every classroom they have 10 people, and hundreds of people will converge in the hallways. People don't understand. The Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Samach Amud Beis, Dever Be'ir Kaneis Raglecho. And the Gemara brings the Posek in Yeshayahu, Lech Ami, Bo B'chadrech, Uzgored Lo Sayech Ba'adech. Go into your chambers, and don't forget to close the door. I hope that most people will be davening b'yechidus, as difficult as it is to say. There's a beautiful letter from the Shem Ishmoel, the son of the Avne Nezer, the Sochet Sheva Rebbe. It's printed in Shem Ishmoel Moyadim at the end of the Sefer. He wrote a son-in-law who was ill and couldn't come to shul on Yom Kippur. And the Shem Ishmoel writes, there's a concept of Am Shebesodris. Those that can't come to shul, the Shliach Tzibur is Moitzi. So the Shem Ishmoel writes, if you're daven with a minyan, you only have one chazan, one Shliach Tzibur. And you can never know what's in his heart. But if you can't come to shul and you're daven at home, you have 1,000 Shlichei Tzibur. Every Shliach Tzibur in the world is your Shliach Tzibur, because you're Am Shebesodos, and someone out there is a great tzaddik. So the Shem Ishmoel writes to his son-in-law, you're going to benefit from davening at home. So we should have a small minyan in shul, 10 people. If it's a very big shul, you could have 10 on one side, 10 on the other side, not more. So what will all the others do? They'll daven in living rooms, in bedrooms, in kitchens. What'll they do? Most of them will daven at home. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be makabel their tefillos. Because this is not our choice. We would prefer to daven in shul, but we can't. Because pikuach nefesh overrides any other consideration. A little eitzah for all those that daven at home, add on another 15 minutes to your davening. If shachris takes you 45 minutes in shul, decide, I'm gonna daven an hour. Mincha takes you 15 minutes, add on 5 minutes, and focus. So what you're losing out by not davening with a minyan, you're gonna gain in kavana. And kavana satfil is far more important than davening with a minyan. Because the Rambam writes, Tefillah leloi kavona eino tefillah. Nobody says tefillah without a minyan eino tefillah. So, if it is imposed on us not to daven with a minyan, let us have more kavona. V'yotza hefseidoi b'schoroi. Encourage your families, your wife and children, and be mechazik yourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, even when it's not so obvious, even when we pain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always loves us. And everything is going to be fine, b'siyata d'shmayim. Shabbos is coming. Oineg v'gam simcha bohem lemoshcha. Have a beautiful Shabbos. Be happy. Be mechazek one another. And b'siyata d'shmaya will be fine.